You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn and Tom Morley with you on this edition. Looking forward to Friday's racing. We've got racing to come from Bangor and also Thirsk and two contests at Sandown that we'll be previewing. There's also a card at Down Royal to look forward to on Friday. Just the four meetings tomorrow.
I know, it's very weird, isn't it?
It's odd. I'm on Racing Radio tomorrow with Craig Forsyth and Gary Capewell and was expecting a busy, busy Friday. Not the case.
No, but you've got to stay till the end of Down Royal.
Yes, I do. Thanks, Tom.
That's all right. Happy to help.
7:40 Down Royal. a mare's flat race. Let's hope there's a superstar in there. There could be. Willie
Might
Mullins
be.
Has got one. By the way, did you see Willie Mullins had a horse run the other day called Philly Mullins?
I didn't, actually.
Well, there you go.
Did it win?
No.
Oh.
No. Mr. Morley, how are you?
I'm all right.
Only all right?
Well, yes. I'm a bit down after Wild Approach having a sad demise at Catterick. But these things happen. As soon as something good happens, you usually get a slap in the face. Just hadn't had something good happen to build up to the slap in the face for a while. But no, that was sad. And the horse certainly didn't deserve anything like that. And I thought he would improve in time. But alas, the sesamoid gave way.
Yeah. Unfortunate news yesterday.
Yeah.
From Catterick, of course. That's how many horses do you currently have then?
It'll take too long. It'll take all the podcast time
Oh, really?
For me to count. Only because I forget some Okay. until the bills come each month, and then remember that I've got some. One less anyway.
Yes, that's true. Are there any to keep an eye on in future weeks, by the way? I was in text conversation with you because I was doing a St. Wilfrid preview
a few
weeks ago, and Outback Traveller was in the long list.
He was
like.
In the long list.
But didn't make the short list.
No, didn't think he'd like the track, to be honest, in the end.
Which I think, if I may put my 2 pence in, I didn't think he would either.
There we go. Mm. Made the right decision
yeah.
then.
according to me.
Yeah. I don't, he's in the Air Gold Cup entries. I have no idea if he's planning on going. Well, I don't suppose he's going to get a lot of choice wherever he's going, but I don't know if we're planning on sending him or quite what he's going to do. He needs to do something because he hasn't done much this year, that's for certain.
Yeah, but one day you're going to end up with a very feasibly handicapped horse that,
well, possibly,
if he's got anything left, is going
possibly.
To hose up one day.
Yeah, I suspect you might not tell me beforehand which day it is, though, that he's in a good mood. I don't seem to have had many runners, actually. I think I've got 3 runners in 1 race on Saturday at Chelmsford.
Okay.
I think Swift Approval, Susie's Connoisseur and Royal Birth trying 7 furlongs.
Right.
Well, if we fill up the field, one less opposition, isn't there?
Yeah.
But unfortunately, Swift Approval, who probably would like a nice low draw to go forward, has got the horrendously wide draw, whilst Royal Birth has probably got the draw I wish Swift Approval would have had, and Susie's Connoisseur will be no doubt ridden for luck anyway, but I can't say I've studied the race, but there's some decent money on offer at Chelmsford once more. And therefore, unsurprisingly, it's a very, very competitive race.
But Royal Birth,
To be honest, the problem is there's no races for Royal Birth. This is the thing. He needs fast ground, so the turf has been fairly debatable for him anywhere. He hasn't been able to run in anywhere where there's fast ground for races for him. So it's a question of putting him where he can run.
Well, you may as well try.
Yeah. I mean, we were thinking of sending Encore Door to Career, actually.
Really?
That would have been next week after. Yeah. It was all have been paid for, everything. But then I watched a bit of racing from Career and decided it looked quite similar to Southall.
Ah, right, okay.
Apart from real, it looked like beach sand as opposed to Southall sand, but it looked similarly deep and I didn't think Encore Door would enjoy that, to be honest.
Not to his liking.
No.
But no, that's interesting. That's a Chelmsford 7:50 then, 7 furlongs a trip. That's on Saturday. As you said, that does look it's a cracking race, isn't it?
It is. Wow, heaps of money, and it's unsurprisingly been well supported again.
So you've got the likes of Mazzini, Squats, Fastnet, Tempest in there, Sutter County, as well as the ones that you've already mentioned. So that does look a belting race. Best of luck then with, well, Royal Berth. Do you have any idea, by the way, is it going to go from the front?
Who, Royal Berth? Mm. Well, he's been missing the break again, hasn't he? Mm. So I'm going to make an educated guess, probably not.
No, I always wonder, though, when horses who are...
It's a very good...
Five or six furlong specialists, when they do go up in trip, is it better... I always feel like it's better to just let them run their normal race, and if the horse doesn't stay, then go, okay, rather than change tactics completely based around the possibility of the horse not quite getting home, because then you may get a falsely run... fifth or sixth staying on past beaten horses, but in reality
it's going to be in. I think how he breaks will probably dictate it totally, and as I say, he's not break, he's sort of got a bit tardy again from the stalls, which is a shame because he got over that. But I'm going to suggest that he may not break that well. I would worry also, to be honest, if he didn't get any cover, he's going to pull like a buckaroo.
Yeah, but again, it's a test, it's an experiment.
It is.
If I was to say right now, final question on this race, by the way, because we're looking at Saturday's race now, which of your three has the best chance? Royal Berth, Susie's Connoisseur, Swift Approval.
I would... I didn't fancy Swift Approval when it won because it hadn't really shown much. To be fair to him, probably wouldn't have had much chance in the last two races. This is the right trip for that horse, but as I say, drawn very badly for a horse that likes to be going forward, so I wouldn't back that. Susie's Connoisseur just ran, was not on a going day last time at Goodwood. Time before showed a bit more. I wouldn't back any of them.
Okay, good.
But I'm happy to be wrong with the prize money.
Exactly, and if anyone does fancy backing them, then they are likely to be fairly big prices as well, given the strength of race. But look, Tom Morley is very honest. He's not come in here and said, my three will finish first, second and third. He's gone, to be honest, I probably wouldn't, but I'd like to be proved wrong.
Oh, yeah, very happy with a trifecta.
So there you are, listeners. There is not a tip for you, but three to, well, to keep an eye on at least.
Yes, yeah.
And I'm sure Tom will let us next time that these horses are going to win. Will you let us know?
If it was that easy, I'd let you know.
Right, we'll turn our attention to Friday's action then, and we'll start at Bangor with a jumps race over 3 miles. It's a handicap chase, a class 4 event. The 6 of them are set to go to post, and 4 of them arrive here in pretty good nick off the back of a win last time out. Of the 2 that didn't win last time out, they're both JP McManus owned.
They are.
And therefore pretty dangerous to discount. As such, Tom, I'm going to say anything could win this.
As I went through it, I decided that I wasn't that keen on any of them. so that was a worrying start. Or I found reasons why I didn't like them. But in the end, I decided the horse I fancied most here was Sebastian Beach. I'd been drawing blanks over hurdles, and all the headgear came off of the chase debut at Uttoxeter last month over this trip. He won only £4 higher today, jumped well, can lead, but I have a feeling that he might stalk in this race and try and pounce off, because I think there's a couple of others that are going to probably lead. So I thought this race might actually set up quite nicely for this horse. Clearly it's had the one run over fences and won, so you can't fault that, and I thought that was a good start. You've got What Happens Now, who's won 3 chases on good or fast ground, but that's last summer. Improvement came to an end at Aintree when pulled up having broken a blood vessel. Now back into novice hurdles this year, has notched a hat-trick, winning at Cartmel, Perth and Hexham. Goes back chasing, which Connection suggested would happen after that last victory, and I guess scope to improve further over the larger obstacles. But, you know, it has been playing a different trade just recently. Also, this horse, I think, could be one of those that may well go from the front. Has certainly been doing so in those novice hurdles, whether you say, well, they're probably easier races, and that's just a simple way of doing it. Dr. Robin, blinkers on last time and won a Worcester chase. £6 hires here. Did stay on nicely, but the horse, it's jumping, just lacks fluency. If you look through the comments, pretty much in every race, it says no fluency jumping, which always makes him vulnerable. And as you're up against a couple of decent horses, and certainly ones in form, I think that could find this horse out. Valley of Milan, been running over further on the whole, and usually with some cut in the ground. I shouldn't think it's going to be huge. I should think it'll be fairly decent ground, you know. Rewarded for consistent efforts with a victory at Perth. That has sent Mark to 1-2-1, which has been a struggle in the past. Made all that day of the victory, good fluent jumper. So you've got another one here making all. And this is why I think Sebastian Beach, it would be sensible perhaps to stalk Valley of Milan and what happens now if the two of them go on. And then, as you say, you come to the two other horses of J.P. McManus. Clubs of Trumps, snippets of form in June at Worcester, but last two runs have been pretty dismal, including miles behind Dr. Robin. I think a proper leap of faith to be picking that one out. Mm. And Serenus, the other horse, Blinkers joined the tongue tie instead of cheek pieces, and just hasn't really taken to fences. Marked much lower than hurdles, and that's an accurate guide of what it's shown. Just not been in great form at all. Usually held up. I suppose if everything went off at 100 miles an hour, if this horse could just stay slightly in contention, it could fall into its lap. Trip could be ideal for it. But overall, there's a few ifs and buts with that one as well. I think Sebastian Beach is the one to be on.
Okay. Sebastian Beach then gets the nods in that Bangor 310, and you look at the trainer and jockey combos, and it just screams summer jumping, doesn't it?
Yes.
It's a who's who of summer jumping in that Bangor 310, but Sebastian
Beach.
But
a fairly decent race.
Gets the nod. It is a good contest,
Well, I thought I'd throw it in, you know. Just
yeah, why not?
Yeah, something different for me.
And the going officially good as we record this at about 3 o'clock on Thursday afternoon at Bangor. Right, we'll turn our attentions to Thirsk for the 405. 6 furlongs the trip for this Class 3 event. Again, this is almost a who's who of Northern 6 furlong handicappers.
It is really, isn't it?
It's the kind that you normally see racing against one another. You don't always get the same results, though.
No, and I suspect one of the shorties in the market will probably be this Red Pike. And there's quite a few horses that appeared in the Great St Wilfrid Consolation Race, and this is the one that did best of those. It came second. But the bottom line is it's a long time since this horse won, and it went up £6 for not winning by coming second at Ripon. Now, the race is working out well, and it does suggest that this horse is poised, ready to win. Mm. But it doesn't win. So I'm going to pass it over, I'm afraid. And the two I'm going to go for against it are Related, who was rated much higher, but had been struggling. And Mark fell down to 77 when Sporting Blinkers raced alone and won at Nottingham. Followed up at Newmarket. He then understandably bombed out in the next day at Ripon in that consolation race. But it was the next day. So I think I can excuse it that. Had a couple of weeks off to recharge the batteries. And with it definitely seemingly back in form, I think a mark of 86 is still well within this horse's remit. If you look back, it was rated far higher than this.
Paul Midgley just seems to keep going as well. I'm trying to think of his sprinters, of which he is known for, normally in these silks.
Yeah.
There doesn't seem to have been an inverted commas new one for 2 or 3 years now. It's just the same ones who could be any age, and they just keep churning out performances. They don't always win. They'll sometimes have a series of duckheads next to their name, but it's almost guaranteed that in the course of a season, there'll be one or two wins in there for each horse.
Well, this is the thing. Whereas we talk about Richard Fahey, don't we, having handicappers, and by default, 3 or 4 he has in each big handicap, and 2 of them are going to be well handicapped because he's got so many horses. Well, in many ways, Midgley has the same sort of thing, but just in a much smaller field, usually 5-6 furlongs rather than longer distance horses. And you're right, Taylor's Bloodstock, they've bought a whole heap of horses over the year. You know, Monsieur Joe, horses like that who just keep going on. And now and again, they take it in turns to pop up. And this is another of those horses. And you're right. I remember, I think, was it last year I spoke to him, I think at York Races once, and when I was congratulating, I think Musha Joe might have just won something. And I was congratulating him on that, and he was talking about, it's great, but at some point we will need a bit of new blood to come in and replace some of the old, really old guard. But you know,
they're still doing a cracking job for now. Yeah.
And they do. They just go on and on and on. So you certainly got a good touch with them. And hopefully tomorrow this will be right up there. The other one, I that's probably a slightly shot in the dark, is the bottom horse, the Armed Man. Now, this horse absolutely loves it here. All 3 turf wins are here, and they've been this year. Has gone up £19 in that time, and did beat professional non-winner these days, Bogart, 2 starts ago, before in midfield, once again, in that consolation Ripon race. I accept this is probably a harder race than a lot it runs in, but Thirsk is another of these tracks where a bit of course form means quite a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's no doubting this horse just relishes coming here. But you could go through this race, and to be honest, it's almost one of those races where whatever won, you wouldn't be hugely surprised, would you?
No.
You know, you've got a horse like El Hombre, who's got the three-year-old allowance, as well as just being in good form, won against Aprovada at Carlisle, won three out of the last five races. That was five furlongs the last time, but obviously a stiff five being Carlisle. Six furlongs is fine, having won at that distance at Haydock and Hamilton. Progressive, very much respected. I just wondered if the track, you know, it's not raced here, you know, whether that might stop that one, but it would be no surprise if El Hombre did come out on top. Full Intentions, another who has the three-year-old allowance. Cheekpiece has kept on for the second time after an encouraging third behind Holmeswood last time, which was probably over an inadequate five furlongs. This was just behind El Hombre at Haydock. I think that's another definite player. Heartstopper, I quite like this horse. And again, it's another three-year-old, so it's another one getting an allowance. Really progressive off lower marks this year, winning three at Windsor, Haydock and Yarmouth. Last twice, form does seem to have levelled off. Both starts with Newmarket. Couldn't get into the race behind Related last time. Not suited by the way it was run. And I think this horse definitely has more to come. Whether it's today, because again, I feel it's still quite an inexperienced horse and a horse learning on the game. Mm. And this first track might find it out. But it's the type of horse that, dare I say it, if it appeared in the sales, I would be interested in. I think there's more to come from this horse.
Okay.
But honestly, you could go down and, you know, classic seniority would have a chance. Captain Dion might come back off having its warm-up the other day. Lexington Times. They've
all got a squeak.
Seriously, pretty much every horse in this race, you wouldn't go, oh, wow, if it won.
But you're siding
with... I'm going to side with two, Related and the Armed Man.
Okay. And the Armed Man, you mentioned his bottom weight, is clearly bottom weight when you factor in Paul O'Muir's claim as well. And you may look at that and go, but, you know, claiming seven. Well, she's been on board now for however many starts in a row.
Exactly.
And the horse is so consistent under her. And she clearly gets on really well with it, to the point where if you did take her off it, not only would you be negating the £7 claim that she has, you'd also be having a jockey on who doesn't know the horse. She clearly does.
Indeed.
No bad thing
at all.
And in reality, is 8 stone 2 tomorrow, the Armed Man, so no weight at all in that first race. Right, we'll just jump back 10 minutes and go to Sandown for their 3:55.
You insist that this is a better race than the first race.
Yes, it is. It is.
It's full of three-year-olds.
Yes.
Yeah.
The classic generation, Tom. It's the 3:55. It's a handicap.
The immature generation.
It's yes, much like myself. A handicap over a mile. And there are a lot of likely types in here.
Who could be nothing.
Or could be.
Yeah.
Everything? Something?
Something.
Something, not everything.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, there are, I think, some pretty smart types in here. What did you make of it?
It's a really, really tricky race.
We've got 8 runners as things stand.
We do.
Could probably do with them staying in.
I think we probably could. In the end, I have gone with Ice Spire. Now, this won a maiden last back end. First run this year at Ascot was a narrowly beaten second, was unlucky, being a bit too keen and then not getting the run when it was needed. Flew late, but was just too late to get up. Now, the problem comes, in the end of May, it ran again at Goodwood, and to be honest, was naughty. Pulled. And the end result was it came last. Now, it's had a break since. I guess a lot will depend on how amenable will she be after that break. Has she matured in the mind, or will she actually be really quite fresh?
Well, she's had 99 days off. She's a daughter of Frankel.
Yes.
That would... Like, put 2 and 2 together and get 4.
Yeah.
But the fact that she's been given that little bit of a break, as much as anything, may have just relaxed her a little bit.
Well,
she may have had
a
lovely summer.
I'm hoping so, and that she's going to come back and be more amenable. But there's all sorts of alternatives that you could put up against her. You've got Archetype up the top, having won a maiden at Chelmsford, ran twice at this track over a mile and a quarter, literally headed on the line by Jupiter Light first time. Then, no doubt, Ocean Murphy's ride the second time was a key to winning the five-runner race in July. Maybe that flattered this horse. Not so good next time at Goodwood on softer ground. So I have a slight worry, perhaps, about going back to a mile, but I don't think it's going to be that quick either here at Sandown. I think it's going to be quite a... whether it will be officially good by then, I'm not sure what the weather's going to do overnight. But I think it's going to be a slower surface than perhaps this horse wants. So I passed that one by. Pillar of Society won off 75 three runs ago, now runs off 90. Result of a couple of wins at Windsor and Newmarket and a second at Bath. Benefits from Making All, and always danger, you get flattered by that. But at least it's in form. Mm. And bearing in mind, Archetype has also been ridden from the front. Who's going to go from the front here? Elucidation, not seen since May. Both runs this year have on the face of it been disappointing. Led when last seen at Chelmsford. It'd been well backed that day. Someone felt this horse had plenty in hand. Maybe the softer ground on turf is going to help it and it's going to bounce back. Because again, this is another one that's been off for a while to perhaps grow up at home.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting. I think that's one to watch the market, see which way that one goes. High acclaim, gelded since last seen, and that'll need to have helped, has been struggling. Robin Weathers, already gelded before the debut at Salisbury over 7 furlongs last month. Will be softer ground here for the step up in trip. Second horse has won its maiden since, is it rated 84. The third horse has been beaten again. Clearly open to huge improvement, but it's a pretty big ask given its inexperience, I think.
Okay.
Madeline Bond, notched a hat trick of wins, maiden at Chepstow, then handicaps at Newbury and Bath. Handles some cut in good heart, but I think this is a different level to those contests. And Harvest Wind needs to improve from what I can see, still a maiden.
Yeah.
So Ice Spire, which hopefully might even be an each way price, potentially.
Hmm. Okay. Ice Spire then in the Sandown 355. I think that's a cracking contest. Doesn't make it any easier, but certainly some inexperienced three-year-olds,
yeah,
it's fair to say, as well.
Yeah.
There's a few that have had plenty of runs, but the majority of them have been fairly tenderly handled so far. The final race we're going to focus on is Sandown's 5 o'clock. This is a handicap over a mile and 2 furlongs for the three-year-olds once again. Similar comments apply, really. There's quite a few here that clearly the best is yet to come for them. There's a few that have shown bits and pieces of decent form that suggest that they're currently in good hearts. Add it all together and you've got a decent contest.
Yeah. And the one that I've gone for is right at the bottom. Precious Angel. Seems to be improving with racing and built on a third at Salisbury in her third maiden run when she went to Kempton for a handicap debut. She was well beaten, but still finished second. Dwelt, stayed on strongly despite being balked in the run. Was actually a pretty decent second in the end.
Mm.
Had no chance with the winner. And more importantly, that winner was Moodalel, who won again this week at Kempton. And that horse is a really decent horse now. It's been gelded and running on the all-weather. So I think that's decent form.
Mm-hmm.
So Precious Angel, I would be going to. But like you say, there's no end of horses once again that could have some level of improvement. You know, Rising, 3 runs so far. Best run was last time, his first after being gelded. Well beaten behind Charger Bridge, but finished ahead of Dawar Deb, who's got a mark of 83. Should go well. Golden Wolf, another horse who seems to have benefited from gelding. 3 runs since, or a second in a maiden, second in a handicap, and then won a maiden last time at Lingfield. So I'm not 100% sure about the temperament there.
Mm.
Head carried high. Mr. Blue Skies won a couple this year. Only £2 higher than last win, but I don't think the runs at Ascot went his way, but I think that's probably up against it, against some of these. Know Your Limit, still a maiden, and 4 places in handicaps means the mark's gone up without winning.
Yeah.
And you've handicap form, you got your mark already, haven't you?
Yeah.
So I'm not sure about that one. Viking Horde had been showing little this year until first-time blinkers. Will they work again? Out-battled Know Your Limit. That's not that hard to do. that was also first run as a gelding, up £5. This is a tougher race. Keeper's Choice, 5th, 2nd and a win are her levels of improvement so far. Races all over a mile. Extra 2 furlongs shouldn't be an issue. It'll be interesting to see how we're recording this before these two have run. Chalky and Orfar at Chelmsford. I think, yeah, Chelmsford?
Yeah.
Chelmsford? Bath? Bath, maybe. Bath. I should know because Chalky's my nap for today.
Oh, there you go.
So that will be interesting to see how those two run, to see how this horse might do. This would be my second choice in the race, to be fair. See the City, 3 runs for this yard, truthfully not shown much.
Mm.
Needs the break to help. Aeolian, mostly running over further. One at distance, at this distance at Foss Lass, but hammered by the handicapper. And Peace and Plenty's been off since a poor run at Nottingham.
Yeah.
So Precious Angel, I think, is the best choice. It'd be interesting, as I say, Keeper's Choice, we could look at the form with Chalky and Orfar.
May well be a fair price, though, Precious Angel, given how many of these horses are arriving here off the back of a win, or at least a very good run last time out? And although Precious Angel was second last time out, you'd imagine is going to be a kind enough price, hopefully with a bit more to come.
Yes.
At Sandown in the 5 o'clock. Can you spin us through your four fancies then for Friday's action, Mr. Morley?
So at Bangor, it's Sebastian Beach in the 3.10 there. Then Thirsk 4.05, I was having two against the field, Related and the Armed Man. Sandown 3.55, Ice Spire. And finally, Sandown 5 o'clock, Precious Angel.
Lovely stuff. Make sure you join myself, Craig Forsyth and Gary Capewell on William Hill Racing Radio on Friday. Best luck with your bets, everybody, and thanks, Tom, for joining me. And best luck with your fancies for Friday as well. We'll catch up with you soon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.